All right, I'm going to ask Jim Dennis if he can get to his chair to finish up any report for the Budget Capital Personnel Committee.
No, we had a very short meeting, 45 minutes or so the other day, and we were just looking forward to ending the meeting and doing the budget retreat on July 27th. So.
Thank you, Jim.
That would conclude my report.
I guess not. Julie?
I was trying to remember. I had a question based on what Carol had said before the break. I think that the resolution that we just passed was referred to the Budget Committee.
Right.
But I'm not sure it was ever talked about again at Budget. Is that? That's the impression I got. That it's just reappeared on the agenda without having been discussed again at Budget. Is that correct?
I think it went through two committees, didn't it? It went through Budget, it went through GO. It came to the legislature for a vote. It was withdrawn at that point. It wasn't referred back. It was simply withdrawn until we could get the information that we provided tonight.
So it was not referred back.
Correct.
No, it was referred.
That's what I couldn't remember. That's
Okay.
All right. Public Safety Committee, Peter Stein, Chair.
We haven't had a meeting since our last legislative meeting. We are having a meeting tomorrow morning at 9:30 to discuss the budget simulator. Something else I did want to announce. We've had a lot of discussion over the years about the secure communities, and we did have this little glitch where last December a staff member of the Sheriff's Department on his own initiative signed us up for secure communities so that for a brief moment we were linked to secure communities. But then Governor Cuomo unsigned the state, and but just to be on the safe side, because he may sign the state up again, we in fact have taken steps to repeal that decision that we made to join the secure community. So we no longer have any connection.
Thank you very, very much, Peter. Kathy?
Can I just ask, Peter, is it appropriate or legal for a member of the staff to sign us up for something like that?
To be honest, I don't know. I would find it odd that the law would allow that. But I have not pursued that. I thought the simplest thing to do was to simply unsign that. But I've had considerable discussion with the Sheriff's Department about the appropriateness of that action. I believe it was inappropriate. This was, to me, obviously a policy
decision. That was a previous occupant of that office.
No, it was not the previous occupant.
It was in December of year before last?
Yeah, it was done at December in December, and in fact, we did have a different sheriff. But this decision was made by a current, by someone who was an employee at that particular time, who was not part of that administration.
And is still an employee.
And is still an employee,
right.
Okay.
And as an individual matter, and I think it was more or less deemed a mistake.
It was, whatever it was, I really don't want to go into it because I don't fully understand it myself, but that employee felt that he had the authority to make this decision, and so he did it. I don't believe he did have the authority, but since he undid it, then we really don't have to go through and understand that anymore.
Yay!
Peter, on the budget simulator tomorrow, will you be having a projection of the thing on
No
the
projection,
screen?
No.
So people should bring hard copies, or
There are hard copies.
Okay.
Everybody on the committee has, in fact, gone through the exercise, and now this is to discuss the results they have.
Okay. Thank you very much, Will.
Peter, I've been hearing the ads for your increased enforcement of the top 10 speeding roads. I was just wondering how that's going. Any feedback?
I hope to be able to answer that question. I think at the moment, I'm not sure, but I want to look into that to find out what the results have been, and do we know what the results have been.
Thank you.
All right, Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Leslie McBean, Claiborne Chair.
No report. We will be meeting next week.
Thank you. Health Human Services Committee, Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The committee met on the 13th, and we reviewed a couple of items. One was the composition of the proposed CHA RFP review committee that Joe brought to us, and my understanding is we're going to be having a meeting to review the RFP here rather shortly in the next day or so, from what I understand from Frank. The in addition to that, we had a departmental update from the youth, from Amy and youth. One was regarding a job survey that's being done in connection with educators that are signing up to become educated on what they need to do to get certain issues out in front of students. And she's been working with Nancy Zook as well, have been working with BOCES. And apparently there's 15 teachers in the Ithaca City School District who have signed up for these workshops. And we'll be hearing a little bit more of that as it comes to fruition. But I had her put it on our website because it breaks down exactly what they're intending to do. So if you have an interest in it, you might want to review the programmatic aspect of it. It's very interesting. Secondly, Amy did give us an update on the youth survey that is underway. And there was an article in the journal about the use of drugs and alcohol that you may want to review. And it's my understanding that GIAC is going to be having, if they haven't had it already, I think it's coming up, isn't it, Leslie?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday?
The presentation of the survey results?
Yes.
It was yesterday.
Okay. Now, my understanding was that they were going to have a discussion about that as well. We also received from Betty Falco and from Lisa news that the county had received a falls prevention grant. It's $110,000. We're getting the first 50 immediately, and Betty gave us a write-up on how that money is going to be spent. I'm obviously not going to go into all the detail here, but I can provide you, pardon me, with the items if you have an interest in that. But it's another it's another piece of cash that we could well use, and in an area that we are in need of. Cooperative Extension, Ken Slaughter came and gave us, at David and Will's suggestion, an update on the collaboration and how Cooperative Extension might be reconfigured with the new core groups. Will, help me out with that. What's the official name of those business groups?
Shared Business Networks.
Sure, thank you. Shared Business Networks. And we had quite a discussion about that because the county does fund Cooperative Extension quite substantially, and this could affect that funding stream. We pulled that one resolution. The stats from DSS, of course, no surprise, are going up. We'll go into that one. And I announced that I wanted to have, following on Mike Lane's and Peter's suggestion about having committee meetings to review various items in anticipation of the budget, I've had put in each of the committee members' boxes it's dated July 19th, but it's the impact statement assessment forms. Looks like this for your review. They're the agency dollars from 2010, the department dollars from 2011. Karen has already sent around a request to establish a special meeting of the Health Committee. If you could, Karen's going to be off for about a week. So if you could get back to, I'm going to embarrass Kathy and Michelle. Can you get back to either one of them in response to that email that she sent out, because you'd like to set that up? In addition to that, The next committee meeting is August the 10th, and by then we ought to have a reaction with regard to the, in response to the RFP, but at least an update on what we finalized and where we're sending it out. Joe, did you want to say anything more about that?
No, I think you've got it. The group will get together on Thursday for the first time, and no, I think that's the timeline they'd like to follow.
David, or Dave or Will, did you want to say anything about that cooperative extension piece? Because you're our representatives there.
Thank you, Frank. Dave and I went to a special meeting where we talked with representatives from four other counties and came up with a revised proposal for Cornell. And Dave, correct me if I'm wrong. I sense that at least locally there's feeling that we can live with what's come forth. The concern, as I've noted before, is that the process seemed to be very directed top down and seemed to be pushing toward regionalization of extension services. Initially, only in terms of business and IT, and but the concern is that it's pushing toward eventual regionalization control in terms of programming. So, I think we've come up with a counter proposal that will work, and we're giving it our best shot. And stay tuned.
I think we all covered it pretty well.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for the kind words about the Youth Award tonight. I think those people really deserved it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Frank. Facilities and Infrastructure Committee, Councilor.
Yeah, Facilities and Infrastructure will be meeting on Friday, August 5th. You'll recall that you still have coming to you through going to GO this week and coming to the legislature after that, the recommendation that we had made on the road preservation law, so I urge you to watch for that. I did have the opportunity to attend the Capital Plan Review Committee and the discussion about the COFA move. And
so
I was asked,
part of the facilities report?
This is the facilities report. I was asked while I happened to attend that meeting whether facilities and infrastructure would be willing to take a look at that issue, and I responded that yes, we would, and we'll be happy to do that on August 5th.
Coming to GO this Thursday.
I understand. Yeah, okay. So I see that it's on the GO agenda as well. Yeah, I had been asked. I think my response was there would be a stronger message given to the legislature when it came if Capital Plan Review could come to a decision, but that F and I would be happy to do so. So,
okay. We don't usually do agenda setting at this body, so we'll.
I just want to ask staff that we get in our boxes maybe for F and I the materials that we haven't seen to date about the templates and lists of the various amounts of space that are needed by the various departments and the spaces that you looked at. It would be helpful to have that in advance of even setting the agenda so we see how much time we've got to put. Thanks.
Any questions for facilities? All right, Capital Plan Review. We met on Thursday. We got a very encouraging report from Aurora Valenti and Maureen Reynolds about the scanning project for the old library, the space at the old library. And long story short, they are on track to move the entire operation up to the South Hill Business Campus, where Challenge Industries is located. Challenge is doing the digitizing process. And with a combination of rollover and grants, basically the... they can actually do this and get out of the old library for a sum total of about $50,000 in additional resources that would need to come from this, from our funds they don't have at the moment. So the next decision point is a rollover request that will come. Would that go to capital plan or to GO? Probably go to
GO.
Yeah. Okay. So there was, this was an update, and the committee sort of gave its blessing to the whole project. It's a big step to be able to move that operation out of the old library. There had been a time when we'd been planning to have to build a record center for that work, and we don't have to do that anymore. As Carol mentioned, we did review alternate locations for the Office for the Aging and the Justice Center, and there were a lot of questions asked, and the staff, you know, had to take more time to develop the numbers and develop the full outline for a decision to be made, so there wasn't time for that. That's going to come to GO on Thursday. And we talked at not a great length, but at some length about the decision about moving, responding to the court system about the use of this space and the old courtroom, and whether we should move and how we will respond to that. So that is the committee asked that a letter be drafted and a proposal developed. So that's in process, and we will talk about that as a body in the executive session. That is, oh, and finally, the Center of Government study that's been, Arel is working with Holt on, that's moving forward. They've done interviews with the 17 different departments that are involved, and so that was just an update. Frank.
Madam Chair, I have just a procedural question. Being a member of Capital Programs, the resolution that Carol just mentioned that's on the GO agenda for Thursday, moving COFA to vacated space at the Health Department, that did not pass the Capital Programs Committee, as I remember. But I don't remember us agreeing that it would go to GO. I do remember Carol being asked if Facilities wanted to look at it, and she was reluctant to bring it to Facilities without some other committees, particularly the program that the committee had been referred to for your review, which is your committee, Capital Programs. So I'm curious how it ended up on the GO agenda.
Well, the resolution had not been written as of last Thursday's Capital Plan meeting, so that's one thing. And there was a discussion at the committee about where it should go next. And my memory was that you were sort of reluctant, and I didn't get a clear signal, and Mike said, I'll take it to GO. So, Mike, did you want to add anything about that?
Only that I think we said, Frank, at that meeting that it would be up to the chair, wherever she felt it should go.
And since GO was meeting quicker, sooner than the next facilities meeting, that was one of the considerations, because we are... The issue is certainly time sensitive, and we need to make a decision so that we try to stay on target with our commitment to get out of this COFA out of this building by early next year. So that's where it is. Everybody is obviously welcome to go to GO on Thursday morning. All right. Planning, Development, Environmental Quality Committee. Pam McAsee, Chair.
Thank you, Martha. Planning Committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Talking enough about GO. I skipped right over. All right. Government Operations. Mike Lane. I'm sorry.
My turn.
Your turn.
Second time tonight.
The GO has actually had two special meetings in which we did department program reviews, and I thought they went very, very well. Appreciated the ability of folks on the committees to come. We talked to the, first of all, at the first meeting, the county department heads, county departments, and then in the second meeting, we finished up those and also brought in some of the agencies, such as the rural libraries, which is a wonderful group to have come in and talk to you. If there's one thing that I took from particularly the county department meetings, is a number of the departments that report to our committee are so heavily invested in just people. And there's very little wiggle room in their budgets that does not actually affect positions, and whether that's information technology, county administration, assessment, county attorney. The county attorney told us, I think, that he is the his department is the most invested in people of all of the county departments. I questioned whether if it wouldn't have been Weights and Measures, and he said, no, Weights and Measures has a truck. meaning there was some additional budget area other than just people. But that's something we have to think about when we're making proposals, and you may want to think about when you're looking at your budget calculators out there, what slashing a particular area will mean. Do they have places that can be cut other than people, or does your reduction in a particular area mean that that has to be people?
Thank you, Mike.
Any questions? We have our next meeting on Thursday at 9:30.
Thank you, Mike. Frank?
Mike, with regard to the resolution that I just brought up on COFA, what effort is going to be made to get the public to make, since this meeting is the day after tomorrow, and I don't know when this agenda goes out, but I got mine today. Is there going to be an effort made to have anyone from the public that would like to listen in on the discussion that takes place at GO?
Well, they're certainly welcome to come to our meeting. We always have that, and if there's people there that want to speak on privilege of the floor, they can come. We had people here tonight speaking about the issue,
I'm aware of that.
It's at all any surprise here.
The agenda went out last Friday, with the resolution in it.
I've been receiving emails from people, so I think there's a lot of knowledge this is under discussion.
But I don't think the emails have been in the capacity as chairman of GO. I think it's the general email that all of us as legislators have been receiving. That's how I received mine, not as health committee chair.
The Office for the Aging is clearly letting people know. Kathy?
Thank you. I was just thinking back on the chronology of this, so we first found out at the meeting of the Capital Plan Review Committee of this proposal, the legislators. And so when was that, a week ago or something like that?
Just last Thursday.
Oh, so let's see, that's not a week yet. And so then there's going to be a meeting on Thursday, that would be a week. And is there some intention of bringing that for the legislature meeting of August, whatever that is, 2nd? Because that's like 3 weeks to a decision of this magnitude. And for a community that is not always as connected in terms of internet and other ways of communicating, my point, and I'm sure most everybody in the room has gotten it, is that there is a rush to make a decision here. And I think it's inappropriate. And I think that we'd be serving our community better if we were to publicize the discussion and have it publicized more than, let's say, a week before the discussion at the committee meeting, and give people an opportunity to weigh in with their respective and collective legislators, not just by email, but at coffee shops. And Mike, you're squinting as if that's not part of our process. It is a democratic way of doing things.
You finish and I'll respond.
Okay. I think it's a rush, and I also think that there's a lot of public response that would come if we didn't rush this, and I think that the impact is not just on the particular community of the elderly. I think the impact is on downtown. I think the impact is on our walkable communities. I think the impact is on our neighborhoods downtown that have come to rely on walkable communities and the synergy of the departments downtown. This is huge, and I think we're not doing a service to our communities, rural and urban, by rushing this decision, because it's going to have a ripple effect. And I'd like to request respectfully of my colleagues that we slow down on this and that we make a real effort to notify people, maybe have a public hearing about it, and really try to listen to what we're being told about this, because short-sighted doesn't begin to describe the impact that this is going to have, not just in my district and not just in downtown, but throughout the county, if we make this move, especially if we make it in such a rushed way.
Mike?
I just want to say, certainly there was an article in the Ithaca Journal about it, so it's out in the public. The need for speed here, and I don't know if I would characterize it as rushed, is the fact that we have to give direction to our architects with respect to the building. We've hired them. We've given them some work to do, but they have to know the direction that the former Carpet Bazaar building has to be redesigned for. And if we hold this off, a decision on these kind of things, it's going to cost us a lot of money there.
Will, and then I'm going to say something.
Thank you, Martha. I guess I want to echo Kathy's concern, Mike. I think that while the decision to move COFA out of here has been long known, and we certainly felt that we were moving in that direction, the sudden change of direction was very, very abrupt. And I think the community has barely begun to understand the implications. This is the middle of summer, and to say that people were shocked that it would take this turn, I think is an understatement. So I guess I would hope that your committee would consider not just the pure spatial needs, but that we would set up a process to consider the programmatic needs of this department that has been putting up with an incredible burden of being in an adequate space for ages. They thought they were on the verge of having a very good new space. That has suddenly been changed. And I think we really, really need to listen to the community before moving ahead on this.
I'm going to say the last thing, because this is not the topic for tonight. We don't have all the information in front of us. That's why one of the reasons staff that it came to, is coming to GO. But I want to make clear, there's not just one department involved here. And we do the Justice Center an extreme disservice to ignore the fact that this is not because we arbitrarily feel like we want to move COFA up to Brown Road. There's a very specific reason that we are looking at this. There's been a years-long effort to get out of the old library. This is an opportunity. You know, the Capital Plan Review Committee on June 9th asked staff to do. The staff was asking. Joe came and said, we want to get going. We want to get the architects going. The committee asked staff to look to do one more realty search. They said, okay. In the meantime, we voted to divest of the CHA. And we have a responsibility to look at that's new space. That's Class A space that opened up. It's a new piece of real estate that wasn't available on June 9th, and now we have a responsibility to plan with that piece, that option in mind. So we have an executive session after this. We don't have all the information in front of us. We are certainly going to do a public process. There's, you know, everybody will get all the numbers that Arel and Joe are working on. So this is not something that's being rushed. We have been studying these issues for a long time. It's not as though this is a new issue. Leslie, then Brian. Okay, and then we're going to move on.
Martha, I just want to make this comment. What would have served me better when you say you're going to make a last comment is if you had said the very last thing you said, that we will have a process. Because if you said it's going to be last thing and then you go through all that information, then people need to comment. So it's not okay to do that. It's like there will be a process and that's important. I found started to get more interested in this when there was a flood of emails starting to come. You know, I hear, Mike, about what's in the paper. I didn't see anything in the paper. So I'm getting a flood of emails from folks asking me to not support this. And I don't know, what the hell are they talking about? So, you know, for some of us, it really does feel like all of a sudden there's a switch and there hasn't been much discussion around it. So I just want to make clear that I do hope that we will have a really good process for us to talk about what this will look like and engage the public, because they were already here concerned about what's happening.
That's right. That's why the information is being developed for Thursday's meeting, and Aurel and Joe, everybody should get a copy of whatever it is GO is going to get. We'll make sure that that happens. And obviously there will be a full discussion at the legislature meeting when it comes there. Brian?
I'm sure there's going to be discussed properly at committees, and hopefully there'll be a lot of public input. I wasn't happy either to be getting a flood of emails and have no idea what's going on. There are times when we're going to get hot button topics like this, and just a simple, like what Mike said, just so that we're not totally ignorant as we get people approaching us about this issue, which I have had three or four of them in the last couple of days. I can look pretty ignorant all by myself without actually being. No, I'm serious. There's times when you have to be able to recognize that something is potentially a hot button item, and that there is a group that's going to mobilize. And I just want to give you a heads up that due to the architect needing to all the things that he said. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit of heads up. I'm not on those committees, so I don't get those committee agendas. We all have our own constituencies, and we should be able to answer questions like this, right, at least the reason why it's coming up. And I couldn't do it.
Marcia sent out a press release the night of the meeting, right, Marcia? Yeah. And I think we all get that, correct? So I promise you, if I had written a summary to say the committee discussed this and this is why you might get questions, I promise you I would be attacked because I had not written it in some fair way. So I'm not going to do that. If any, on an issue like this, when I know what Marcia sends out is factual, and that's our statement, what Marcia sends out. So the other thing that I think is an advantage is if, I think we all got emails, and I know Mike copied me on at least one of his answers. It's helpful, I think, when we can sort of figure that we're all getting these kinds of emails, and if you respond and you want to share your response with other people, that can be very helpful. So I would encourage. We had this happen in the last budget season that people were kind of asking that they were sharing each other's responses because we all got the same messages. So
okay, there's going to be situations, but let's try to do what we can to keep everybody up as much as possible. You can't always do it. I understand that.
Right. And I'm serious. If you're concerned, you should check, at least look at the titles of Marcia's press releases. It's really a valuable source of information. Jim and then Peter.
My memory is pretty good. This is very reminiscent of the health department building. Steve Witcher put out, and Tim Joseph put out in meetings that I was not a part of, but read about, ideas that we were going to move to NYSEG, and there was a flurry of activity over that, and that went away. There was also the building, the rehab of the old hospital, that went away. There was a new construction issue at the hospital, that went away. The final thing was where we are now. And, things in county government, I think, evolve a certain way, and information comes out. Committees have open meetings. Information makes it to the newspaper on the Internet. And I think I think we all have a responsibility, whether we're committee members or not, to pay as close attention as we possibly can to these kinds of things. This issue of has been on the radar for several months, not particularly at the place that's being talked about now, but it always intrigued me when we said we were going to go to Carpet Bazaar. We had we had at least one group in there, and then we had another group, and then we've had another group that since has gone away, so I'm hoping they didn't leave any of their possessions there because they're no longer a part of the discussion. So I think it's following, if sometimes not maybe a totally orderly process, but it's following the process the county has been through before and every government goes through when they have to make these kinds of tough decisions. And I think it's all about the fact that we're under the gun from the judges about what we have to do. And I think we're moving in a direction. That's all.
Peter?
I'd like to call the question if I knew what the question was. I'm not sure exactly what we're doing. It's just
this is
sharing
my
views on Tulsa and the Carpet Bazaar, which doesn't seem to me to be an appropriate way to... I mean, if there's something on the floor, I'd like to call a question, but I'm not sure where it is.
Okay, let me just finish by saying, end the discussion by saying, I have had many of those times when something showed up and I wasn't prepared and I didn't, that's going to happen. And when we get into the budget season, it's going to happen even more. If I can really encourage you to call the committee chair, it's like, hey, what in the world is this? I got this email. Call the staff person. It's not, it's also very, unless it's a direct constituent of yours, some of these mass emails, you can sort of depend on somebody else is going to be answering it or check to make sure. Check with me. Is somebody answering this email? And I can make sure that somebody's getting an answer. And I really think we got to move on.
Can we stop discussion?
All right. There's been a request to stop the discussion. So I'd like to give Pam her actual chance.
I'd like to speak. I've got my hand up.
I know, Kathy. And so does Carol. And I think the sense of the body is that we really... This is not even the discussion of the project.
It has been one week that we've had notice, and the legislators are being told that it's our fault that we're not paying attention. I think that the chair of the legislature has been asked by many members of this body to give us a little more notice, and what we're being told is we need to pay more attention. We've been told there's mass emails, when in fact what I got was 10 separate, distinct, different emails composed by different people who are concerned about this. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and I think as a body, we would do well to pay attention to this instead of just dismissing it as a fringe movement. I think that we've respectfully asked that we get more notice than 1 week about something like this, and I'd like for that to be acknowledged instead of us being blamed and told that we're not paying attention. I believe we are paying attention, but we would like a better process, and that's what several of us asked for. And what we're being told is, they're there, you'll vote on it August 2nd, and you'll be told everything before then. I don't think that's a process.
No, you're not being fair, Kathy.
Well,
Carol?
I don't think you're being fair, Martha.
Mine was a point of information that the agenda is not labeled correctly for the GO committee meeting on our county website. It's not dated with the July 21st date. You have to go into the August. It's just not listed as there being a meeting that date. There is something that you click on and open, and you do get to a July 21st agenda, but it's not labeled correctly.
That'll be fixed.
But I also was hoping to be able to distinguish between the question that's come up of how do we follow information in general and what do we do with an issue that's such a hot-button issue. Can we deal with it in this short a time frame? And I just like us, as we think about all this discussion we've heard, to distinguish those two questions that I think have been asked.
Planning, Development, Environmental Quality Committee, Pam McAfee, Chair.
Thank you. We had a meeting on the 6th of July. At that meeting, we had a report from Martha Armstrong from the TCAD, and she talked about a group, the Economic Collaborative, that are looking at a new economic development strategy, and that they want to develop a new vision for economic development in the county. She's going to give us a full report on this in September. This was just sort of an update on what's been going on. One of the things that I think that we were all interested in is that they are looking at the small communities in the county as perhaps having some rural commercial centers, if there's any way that that we could work to increase that. And then the only other thing I'm going to talk about is the fact that the tourism board presented their budget, and it showed an increase of 1.5%, and the tourism marketing budget increase is 1.7%, and of course all of that budget comes out of tourism dollars. The only other thing I wanted to point out is that we have two new staff members in the planning department. Tom Knipe is the new tourism guru, or whatever he is called, in the overlooking the tourism program. And then Chuck Thomas, who is working part-time, who is taking over some of the work that Jean Lassesse did before she left her job and moved on. And our next meeting is on the 3rd of August. And that's my report.
Any questions for Pam? Thank you very much. We have the minutes of July 5th. Legislature meeting. Can I get a motion on those? Moved by Brian, seconded by Frank. Any comments? Any questions? All in favor of the minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? 3. That's 12 to 3. They pass. All right. Can I get a motion to go into executive session, please, for potential litigation and personnel matters? All right. Moved by Pat, seconded by Peter. All in favor of going to executive session. Any opposed? All right. We will. Are you opposed, Brian?
No.
All right. We will break for 5 minutes, come back at 25 of 9. Thank you.